So we saw yesterday the opinion of Rebbe. It was on the sixth line towards the top of the Amud, in which Rebbe disagrees with the opinion of Mar Ukva. Again, the first opinion was Mar Ukva or Mar Zutra, that how many stages were there in our history of the Sefer Torah? There were two. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it in Ksav Ivri and Lashon HaKodesh. And then Ezra changed it to Ashuris. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it in Ksav Ivri. Yes, and Lashon HaKodesh. And Ezra changed it to Ashuris and Arami. And Rebbe said, no, that's not true. The Torah was given exactly the way that we see it today, meaning in Lashon HaKodesh and Ashuris. Then they did Averas at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and it became a Roye, it all became sharded and splintered, and it got taken away from them. And at that stage, and this now became stage two, it then switched to Arami. And then when they were Chayza B'Tshuva, it was switched back again. So look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi is towards the end of the fourth wide line, right at the top of the page. B'ksav ze nitna Torah liYisrael. This is the ksav that actually the Torah was given to Yisrael right from the outset. Don't think that Ezra changed it to something else. Rather, this was the original ksav, Bimei Moshe. This is right from the outset in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, the way the Sefer Torah was given. V'lama loy kahalin kisva lemikra, quote unquote. Remember, we're always trying to work out in the times of the writing on the wall, why did they not recognize the writing? If this was the original script, the way that the Sefer Torah was written in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, so why did they not recognize the writing? And the answer is, the kivan shechotu, because seeing as they sinned, the bayis rishon, ubozu es haTorah, and they scorned the Torah, nepach lohem l'royetz. So the whole language just splintered and disintegrated, and then it got changed into something else, into Arami, and therefore when they're reading, Ashuris Ivri, and therefore they didn't recognize it. So why did they not recognize the Sefer Torah, the writing on the wall at the time of Belshazzar? Because having sinned and being mevazeh the Torah, the original Lashon HaKodesh and Ashuris was taken away. What does it mean? Royetz, Lashon Tiratz Oyev. We said this morning in Davening, in the Shira, Tiratz Oyev, the Oyev becomes splintered. What does that mean? Sheshakhu, it got forgotten. That's what it means, it splintered, it just disintegrated, it disappeared. Then Klal Yisrael do tshuva. Now it becomes stage three. It becomes reinstated. Now, if we learn like this, we have a problem. We have a problem. According to this, and bear with me, according to Rebbe, how was the Sefer Torah originally given? In Lashon HaKodesh, in Ksav Ashuris, just like we have a Sefer Torah today. Mar Ukva, who was the first opinion, says no. It was given in a different Ksav. It was given in Ksav Ivri. Remember, Tosafot says that's this bizarre type of Ksav. And it then switched to Ashuris. Now, do you remember the Gemara before asked, why is it called Ashuris? And the Gemara said it's from Ashur, Syria, from the Golos. So do you all agree to me now? That question has to be revisited. Why? Because Bishlam, according to the first opinion, that Ashuris was only introduced in the Golos. So what does Ashuris mean? It's from Ashur, it's from Syria. But if you learn like Rebbe, that actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Sefer Torah in Ashuris. So why is it called Ashuris? Surely it can't be called Ashuris because it came from Ashur. It didn't come from Ashur. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it long before Ashur. According to the first opinion, it came from Ashur. This was the language, or at least the style of writing that was introduced in the times of Golos. When they were in Ashur, that's why it's called Ashuris. But according to Rebbe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Sefer Torah in Ashuris. So why is it called Ashuris? That question now has to be looked at again. And that's what the Gemara asks now. Says the Gemara. Again, let's have a look. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, on the sixth line. Rabbi says, Rabbi Omer, mitchila, b'ksav ze nitna. In the beginning, it was this ksav that was given. Torah liYisrael. So ksav Ashuris is not a new style of writing introduced by Ezra. Rather, this is the way that it was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, kiven shechatu, seeing as Klal Yisrael sinned, nehepach lohen leroyetz, it got turned into splinters and shards, it just disintegrated. Stage two. And then stage three, kiven shechazru bohen, once Klal Yisrael were chayza b'tshuva, hechziru lohem. So then it got restored. Shenemar is the pasuk in Zechariah. Shuvu lebitzorayim. Return to your fortress, which means Yerushalayim. Asire hatikva. Gam hayoim. Magid mishnah oshiv loch. What does oshiv loch means? I will return to you. I will restore to you. What will I restore to you? Ashuris once again. Have a look at Rashi. On the fourth narrow line, Shuvu lebitzorein, return to your fortress, which means le'ir mivtzar shalochem, the city of your fortification, which is le'Yerushalayim. What is this referring to? When they came back after the Golos, va'abay esheni, komis nabe, and he is foretelling, he's prophesizing about the bay esheni, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, b'chayze b'tshuva, you'll come back to Yerushalayim, gam hayoy magid mishnah, that which you forgot, es mishnah haTorah hazoyis, you forgot how to read the Torah in original format. Oshiv loch, achzir loch, I will return to you. Ma sheshochachto es mishnah haTorah hazoyis. So that's what he learns from the pasuk. So now look back in the Gemara. The Gemara on the last narrow line says immediately, lama nikra shmo ashuris. Question mark. So why is it called Ashuris? We can no longer say like the first Teretz, which is because it comes from Ashur, because it didn't come from Ashur. It came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu long before Ashur. So there must be a different understanding and translation in this word, Ashuris. Says the Gemara, Shemu'usheres b'ksav. Shemu'usheres b'ksav. What does that mean, Shemu'u Sheres, from the word Ashrei? Ashrei means fortunate or rich. Shemu'u Sheres b'ksav, how would they translate that in the Art Scroll translation?
Choicest of all scripts.
The choicest, just like you say, Ashrei Yeshrei V'Yisecha, how fortunate you are, it's the best choice in the world. It's the choicest of all writings. That's what it means, Ashur. It's not that it comes from Ashur, but rather it's the choicest of all scripts. Why? Because that's the way the Sefer Torah is written. Says the Gemara, now we're coming to the third and final opinion. Well, at least the third opinion now. How many opinions have we had so far? Two opinions. Everybody agrees that there were changes. According to the first opinion, it changed once. According to the second opinion, it had changed twice. It was initially given Ashuris, then it was forgotten, then it was reinstated. According to the first opinion, it was not given in Ashuris, it was given in Ivri, then it switched to Ashuris. comes along the third opinion, and this is what we're going to learn now, and says there was no changes. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, Mishum Reb Elazar ben Parta, Sheoma Mishum Reb Elazar Hamoidoi. So this is all being traced back to Reb Elazar. Ksav ze loy nishtane kol ikam. This writing never, ever, ever changed. Not once, not twice, not three times. Exactly the style of writing that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah in the first place, that's where it's always been. Shenema Bovei Ho'amudim. Sorry, let me just see, there's a bit of a noise outside. I'm just going to... Vovei ho'amudim. What's vovei ho'amudim? Ma amudim loy nishtanu, af vovim loy nishtanu. Now, what does this mean? Where in the Torah do we find this pasuk vovei ho'amudim? In Parashas Truma, with regard to the Mishkan, it talks about vovei ho'amudim. Now, a vov is a hook. Amudim of the pillars. Now, fascinatingly, and this is obviously going to be the proof, a hook, by definition, in fact, looks like the letter Vav. That's exactly the way a hook looks like. You have to have an upright, and then you have to have something that protrudes, and that's what you hang, whatever you want to hang. In this particular case, the Amudim. And it's called a Vav. So that means, if the Torah would have been given in a different language, for example, Ivri, then it would make no sense to call a hook a vav. Because it's only if you write the Sefer Torah in the script of Ashuris that a vav looks exactly like that. So then it makes sense to call a hook a vav, because a hook, in fact, looks like a vav. But in any other language, why would you call it a vav? It doesn't look like anything like an ois vav. So clearly the Torah must have been written in a language, not just in a language, with a style of writing, where it makes sense to call a hook a vav. Which is that? In Ashuris. Our vav, the vav that we know, that's the language called Ashuris. Not only that, what does the Torah call it? Vavei ha'amudim of the pillars. Says the Gemara, ma amudim loy nishtanu. Just like an omud doesn't change, a pillar is a pillar. Af vavim loy nishtanu. So we're making a drasha. The Torah was given in a language where it makes sense to call a hook a vav. But not only that, it never changed. It remained like an omad, a pillar, right? Imagine if you build a building with a pillar that remains rock solid and doesn't move. So too, these vavim, meaning this type of writing style, never changed. Have a look at Rashi. Vavei ho'amudim, yesedois kesef. These hooks made out of silver. Ho'asuyim, that are made kemin unkelois, that are made like hooks. V'kovim ba'amudim, and they were fixed to the pillars of the Mishkan. Shebohen toichavin, it was in them that you stuck in lulois kalei hechotzer v'hamosoch. You had all the curtains, right? Remember, how did it work? The wall going round the Mishkan was not made out of brick, as we know, it was a curtain. That curtain was hanging on what? On these hooks that were stuck into the amudim. So you had the upright amudim, You had a hook sticking out, and the curtains were hanging draped over these hooks. That's where these hooks were. The kol unkelus doimin levovin. And all of these hooks, in fact, look like a vov. Alma, what do you see from there? That bimei Moshe asuyin havovin kegoin shelonu. So therefore, we must reach the conclusion, you see, that already in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, what was the shape of the letter Vav? Exactly like ours. Our Vav indeed looks like a hook. And that's why it's called that in the Sefer Torah. Not only that, V'ho Amudim loy nishtanu. And the Amudim never changed. If the Amudim, by definition, a pillar is something that doesn't change, so to the Vavim didn't change. Look back quickly into the Gemara, we're running out of time. Says the Gemara, there's another pasuk. This is a pasuk in Esther. Ve'el ha-Yehudim kiksavom ul kil shoinom. We are comparing the writing to the language. Ma l'shoinom loy nishtana, af ksavom loy nishtana. Just like their language never changed, their writing didn't change. So what changed? Nothing. Not the language. Not the writing style, which is Ashuris. Says Rashi, Ma l'shoinom loy nishtano, toho divrei ha-koil. Everybody agrees that the Loshon HaKodesh nemro. Everybody agrees that the Sefer Torah was originally given in Loshon HaKodesh. V'adayin b'loshon HaKodesh hu, it still is, there's been absolutely no change. Now, this third opinion that says there was never ever a change, nothing's happened, no change. Why is this writing called Ashuris? Well, that's not a problem. We can say exactly as we said before, because it's the Mu'usheres b'chsav. It is the choicest of selves. That's not a problem. Do you know what is a problem? Didn't we say earlier on, the fact that there was going to be a change is actually hinted to in the Torah, because the Torah talks about the Sefer Torah as being Mishneh Torah. We said the word Mishneh means Shinui. So we said there, we saw the Gemara and Rashi, that actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is hinting in the Torah that there's destined to be a change. So, according to the first and the second opinion, that all makes sense, because there was a change, whether it changed once or twice, wherever it may be. But if you go with this opinion of Rabbi Elazar, that is no change. So how do we understand the word Mishneh Torah, says the Gemara? Eloma ani mekayim. So how do I understand the words, quote unquote, Es Mishneh HaTorah Hazois? Doesn't Mishneh mean the word shinui, change? The answer is no. And this way we bring it back to a full circle. We learn what we learned on the previous Amud. Mishneh is like from the word lechem, Mishneh. Not from the word shinui, as in change, but as in Mishneh. It's the double Torah. L'shtei Torahs. Who has two Torahs? It's the Melech. Achas sheyotze v'nichneses imoy. One that always goes in and out with him, va'achas shemunachas lebebeis gnozov, etc., etc. Oysa sheyotzav nechneses imoy, the one that always accompanies him in and out. Oysa oysa kemin kemia, it's made like a small amulet. It was a tiny sefer Torah. V'toyla bizroi, and he suspends it from his wrist. Shenema shivisi Hashem lenegvi somid. I have a Kodesh Baruch in front of me the whole time. Meaning the sefer Torah is always there. So therefore, this particular opinion is understanding that what does Mishneh Torah mean? Not from the connotation as in shinui, a change. No, 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 there was no change. Not in the writing style, not in the language. Mishneh is like the word lechem. Mishneh is a double Torah, i.e. of the Melech.
Rabbi, those that are on the first two opinions that Mishneh Torah does not mean two, how do they learn that the king should have two Torahs?
Great question. We'll have to deal with that next time. Very, very good question. Okay, we'll have to hold it over here. For those of you who join us, the Parasha Shir will be resuming tonight, all being well, amidst Hashem. Okay, be well.